Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, September 10th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that found Wisconsin contributions to so-called 527 organizations topped $5 million during the first 18 months of the 2013-14 election cycle. These 527 groups are outside electioneering groups created by powerful special interests and are named after the U.S. Internal Revenue Service code that regulates them. They can raise and spend unlimited amounts of cash from individuals, businesses, unions, and trade and ideological groups. The $5.3 million in Wisconsin contributions to these groups between January 2013 and June 2014 was a whopping 86% higher than the $2.9 million in state donations to 527 groups during the first 18 months of the 2009-2010 election cycle. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, one part of the report talks about how much money went to Republican-leaning and Democratic-leaning 527 groups and how a few of these groups actually have state affiliates like corporations or PACs involved in this fall's elections. Talk a little bit about that.
We saw about $5.3 million given by Wisconsin donors to these national committees called 527 groups. And about two-thirds of that money went to Republican groups. About a third of the money went to Democratic groups. We saw, for example, $2.8 million sent by Wisconsin contributors to two 527s, one on the Republican side and one on the Democratic side, that have state political action committees that have spent $2.8 million so far trying to influence the governor's race. For example, we saw about just under $2.8 million sent to the National Republican Governors Association. We happen to have seen $2.1 million already spent by the RGA's political arm, a committee called Right Direction Wisconsin, that is operating here in our state trying to influence the governor's race. So there's sort of a shell game going on. The money goes flowing out to this national committee, the Republican Governors Association. It gets spent here in Wisconsin by this outfit called Right Direction Wisconsin, which is a committee of the Republican Governors Association. So the Wisconsin donors are funneling this money. It's being funneled back to Wisconsin from the national group, and it's getting spent here to influence the governor's race. On the Democratic side, we've seen a much smaller amount, about $63,000, being sent to Greater Wisconsin Committee's 527. And, you know, that committee's raising money that is being funneled to a political action committee of Greater Wisconsin that's spending here in Wisconsin. That group's PAC has spent over $730,000 to support Mary Burke. So we're seeing the same kind of shell game on both sides. Overall, of course, the Republicans have a pretty substantial advantage, about a 2-to-1 advantage over the Democratic groups.
The 527 groups are just one type of electioneering group involved in federal, state, and now even local elections. Can you talk about the universe of groups out there and how they differ?
Yeah, you know, 527s can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money to influence elections, but they do have to disclose their donors to federal tax authorities. And so you can go on the IRS website and you can see the donors. But there's an awful lot of money, millions of dollars, that are being funneled into election advertising that can't be so easily traced to the origins of that money. Some of the money is going to tax-exempt social welfare organizations that are typically organized under Section 501c4 of the Internal Revenue Code, or to trade associations organized under Section 501c6 of the Internal Revenue Code. Some of these organizations set up political committees that can engage in very overt electioneering right here in Wisconsin. Others are funneling the money into so-called issue ad groups that are running ads that pretty obviously are trying to influence the election, but don't come right out and say vote for or vote against the candidate. So this entire constellation of what we call dark money groups that are spending huge sums of money to influence elections, but they're channeling the money to committees that don't have to disclose their donors. So that's what sets these 527s apart. At least we can see the donors to these committees. With some of these outfits that are spending unlimited amounts on elections, we can't see the donors.
Describe the 527 groups that got the most from Wisconsin donors during that 18-month period.
Well, I already mentioned the Republican Governors Association, almost $2.8 million from Wisconsin donors. So they're at the top of the list, and you see the amount of money fall way off once you get to the group that's number two on the list. An outfit called Wisconsin Progress has raised just shy of $500,000 from Wisconsin donors. This is a group that, interestingly, doesn't sponsor election advertising, but specializes in training candidates to run for public office and plays that more behind-the-scenes role. Then there's a Maryland-based labor association of labor unions that are really in the plumbing and pipe trades. It's an outfit called United Association. There's about a half a dozen local unions based in Wisconsin that are part of this national United Association. There's about $324,000 worth of Wisconsin donations going to that 527. Fourth on the list is Wisconsin Club for Growth, raised about almost $273,000 from Wisconsin donors. And, of course, that's a group that's caught up in the latest John Doe investigation at the state level. And then number five on the list is Emily's List. That's on the Democratic side. That's a group that raises money primarily to help women candidates on the Democratic side win elections. About $265,000 in donations to that federal 527.
Could you tell the listeners about some of the largest Wisconsin contributors to these groups?
Well, some of the contributors are individuals, and some of the contributors are groups or corporations or associations of one kind or another. At the top of the list, when you look at individuals, by a long shot, is Mike and Mary Sue Shannon of Milwaukee. This is a family that's involved with a company called KSL Capital Partnership, $1.5 million worth of donations to Federal 527. Second on the list is Lynne Eline. She's a very prominent Democratic donor, but her donations to Federal 527, $150,000, so a tenth of what the Shannons donated. Mary and Terry Kohler of Sheboygan, big Republican donors, $77,000. The list goes on from there. So those are the individual donors. But then on the corporate side, at the top of the list is American Transmission Company. That's a company that strings electric transmission wires across our state. And almost $346,000 in contributions. I mentioned United Association. The locals, the Wisconsin local unions that are in the plumbing and pipe trades business, $324,000 to the National United Association.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about these 527 groups and the Wisconsin donors who support them, please check out the September 10th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.